Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
On the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Joining us right now, Paul Biancardi, recruiting director for ESPN, college basketball, and NBA draft analyst at Paul Biancardi on Twitter. Paul, welcome back. How are you?
Hey, John. Hey, Lance. Thanks for having me.
We really appreciate you joining us. Let's talk a little bit about what we've been watching here at FAU game. That FAU San Diego State game was awesome. But, man, oh, man, oh, man, I don't know how anybody can stop UConn right now. Boy, do they look good.
Well, they look great. I mean, you look at the numbers, and every game has been won by double figures. They have the outside attack, the three-point shooting. It's been over 40%. And the inside play with Clingdon and Sonogo. So, you know, they have a complete team. What's impressed me about UConn, though, is their defense. You know, everyone's talking about their offense, and rightfully so. But when you look at UConn's defense, they've taken two teams, Gonzaga and Miami, two excellent offensive teams, and held them to 60 points or less, I believe. So, to me, the X factor for Connecticut is their defense. It's been exceptional along with their hot shooting. But they're going to play a team tonight that defends the three-point shot as well as any team in the nation. And Connecticut feeds off the three. San Diego State defends the three exceptionally well. They have defended their opponents 22% in the last five games.
I tell you what's really going to be interesting is I'm just so impressed with the, you know, usually teams that defend like UConn is defending. You don't see him play with this tempo and this pace. But the tempo of their early offense is just they're getting looks in transition. And it's not even – it's partly transition, partly early offense. But they're not – A, they're not afraid to shoot early in the, you know, in the early offense. But the pace and tempo that they play with, it just wears you down in what's happening. And we saw this against Gonzaga is you have a stretch of bad basketball for 3.5 to 4 minutes. You could be out of the game the way that they're playing right now.
And that's exactly right. You go in scoring droughts. See, UConn doesn't hit scoring droughts too often.
Mm-mm.
And the power of their team is their offensive flow, as you mentioned, the ability to score maybe early in the clock. They have the ability, you know, with Jordan Hawkins to be a late clock team. You can certainly go inside to Clingdon or Sonogo, Andre Jackson. So they have answers. They have weapons offensively scoring early in the clock, late in the clock. During the middle possession of their flow. And we've seen San Diego State obviously hit scoring droughts. What's got them to this point is their elite defense. And it's a defense that Connecticut, quite frankly, has not seen in the NCAA tournament, nor I think in the regular season recently. So this defense by San Diego State, they're going to make life very difficult for Connecticut behind the arc. The question is, will San Diego State hit heavy scoring droughts?
Because everybody seems to against UConn. But, okay, so the San Diego State has been, like you said, unbelievable at the three-point line. Do they have enough inside with Ledee, Mensa, with Arop to stop Sonogo and Clingdon?
Well, stop is a tough word. I think at this point you're just praying to contain, right? When you make a game plan for the biggest game of your life, you have to take away what you perceive to be as the head of the snake. And for me, if I'm going to take away what UConn does well, I want to limit their three-point shot. Because if you limit their three-point shot, hopefully you can limit their percentage and limit their makes. Okay, that's number one. So if you're going to limit the three ball, the inside game may be a little bit more open. There could be a player or two that you leave to dig it out or double. But Mensa certainly has the wingspan and the size. He's a little bigger than Omer, who played at Miami, too. Maybe neutralize Sanogo and Clingdon a little bit. I'd rather play a game of twos than threes against Connecticut. But really, if I'm San Diego State, I'm talking about my offense as much as I'm talking about my defense. And they have to score. They have to score because what happens in big games, when you don't score three, four, five possessions in a row, no matter how locked in you are defensively, no matter what great habits you have, you eventually start to lose confidence, you lose energy in yourself, and the defense starts to bend a little bit and bend. And Connecticut, you know, they're smart guys, they're tough guys, they'll smell it and then take advantage. And that's when they start to kind of put on runs when the other team stops scoring.
Paul Biancardi with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Paul, who helped themselves the most this NCAA tournament as far as the NBA goes?
I think Jordan Hawkins for Connecticut. I think, you know, I've had a chance to watch him since he was younger, and I think he's really helped himself tremendously in the scoring department and showing the ability to win. You know, talking to the NBA scouts at McDonald's All-American game just in Houston and also at Geico Nationals, you know, they love to see guys that win or make their team win. So I think it's important not only to be talented, but also to show the ability that, hey, you know what? I can make big shots in big games. I can either help my team win or lead them to a win. I'm going to say Jordan Hawkins.
You know, Paul, as somebody who scouts for a living, you know that projecting body types and body frames is very important. Although in basketball, we've seen Kevin Durant clearly has kind of broken the mold, at least in that regard. And there's a lot of guys that look like him. And many of them, you know, you do have to have concerns with ankle or knee injuries, foot injuries, things like that. When you look at Victor Wembanyama from a frame standpoint, doesn't look like a guy. He's going to get bigger, but he's probably not going to carry a ton of muscle mass, unlike some thinner player like Jabari Smith's going to fill out and get a lot bigger. How much does that concern you on a frame like Victor Wembanyama? We had, when I was a kid years ago, Ralph Sampson, 7'4", athletic big.
Yeah.
Eventually knees broke down. He wanted to be what Victor's doing now. What are your thoughts on Victor's frame and what that means from a health standpoint?
Well, I had a chance to see Victor work out over in France in August. Had a chance to interview him as well. So I got to see him up close and personal. His frame does not concern me because I think it's a frame that will add muscle. I mean, he's very, you know, thin, you know, from shoulders to ankles. But, you know, the long limbs, the long legs, and in today's day and age, with the advanced technology and the advanced knowledge of, you know, how to put muscle mass on and how to put it on correctly and then use your frame in a functional way, I think he'll be a guy who puts on weight incrementally over time. Right now, there's no injuries that I know of that's a concern for him. Obviously, when you kick that next jump, whether it's high school to college, you know, college to the NBA is 10 times harder than any jump, you know, prior to that. The physicality of the game, the ability to get bumped, get hit on a play, get bumped on the screen. You know, you go down a lot early in your career. And, you know, what you do pre-practice, off-season, all the things that lead to a body being strong is going to be instrumental for him. Flexibility, strength is going to be of biggest value. And I think he's already begun that, but he'll get on that, you know, heavily in the off-season. No concern to me whatsoever. There's been no signs of any damage that I know of.
So you're not worried about the physicality of the NBA with him?
I am in the first year.
Yeah.
Yes, but not down the line. Like when you look at his body, again, what it could take some guys a year or two, it could take him 3 years to be comfortable with the physicality. But no, there's no hesitation whatsoever. Just in the first year, he's going to struggle.
So Scoot will come out of the gate better than Victor will?
Scoot? You know, physicality-wise, he probably can last longer earlier. But, I mean, Victor Wembanyama just, I haven't seen anybody like him. He does remind me of Ralph Sampson in many ways. The height, the walk, the length. And Ralph had that face-up game, you know, 30 years before it became popular for bigs to face up. He also has a high basketball IQ. He understands where to go, where to be on the court. He doesn't just stand and settle and shoot threes. He's not one of those guys. Like, he'll go inside. Now, maybe not with a lot of success early. He's best to play in space, meaning if he can create space between him and his defenders, he'll probably have a great chance of scoring. But, you know, he plays hard. He's not a guy that you look at and say he's soft. Not at all. So he'll have to take the bumps, and the mentality of taking the hits and coming back will be important. But, you know, Scoop may be better physically for sure, but I don't know about talent-wise.
So we've been looking at this as from a Rockets perspective, Paul Biancardi with us here on ESPN 97.5, that it's top two or bust, or maybe Brandon Miller at three will be a really good player. What's the Rockets, they don't look like they're going to be drafting any further than six. What's right after Brandon Miller in this draft, Paul?
Isaiah Thompson is very good. I mean, he may be before Brandon Miller. He's down at overtime elite. He's just a small forward, if you will, a point forward who can guard, shoot, drive it, and really defend. I mean, this kid is really good defensively, and you don't see that a lot with draft picks, right? Everything is based on their offensive projection, their offensive talent. Isaiah Thompson is a guy who understands how to deny the wing, play post defense, keep the ball in front. And, you know, guys, look, if you're going to be good at the NBA, you got to be good at a lot of things if you're going to be that high of a lottery pick. So I like him a lot. I like Brandon Miller. Love Scoot Henderson. We talked about Victor. And those are the guys in the top four or five, in my opinion.
What's the cutoff line? Is it Victor one, and then Scoot two, and then is it Victor and Scoot in tier one? Like, where are the tiers for you break down in terms of where you don't want to fall below in the lottery?
I'm probably going to say, you know, after six, it starts to change. After five, but Victor by far and away. I mean, it's hard to – you can't leave him on the table. I mean, it's a no-brainer. I mean, unless somebody has some information that people are withholding right now, I mean, I just don't know how you don't draft him number one.
Oh, he's a lock.
It's unanimous.
Yeah.
I hate to use the word lock, but, I mean, there's so much there to work with. I mean, he's a franchise player. How many times do you say a guy could be a franchise player? You're looking for guys that could be NBA starters. You look for guys that certainly have the upside to be, you know, an all-star. But we're talking about a possible franchise player.
All right, give us a couple names at five and six, just in case.
Don't have my board in front of me, so you'd have to throw out some names for me. In a car in a parking lot right now.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to worry about
it. Don't worry about it.
We're at 9 o'clock anyway.
We'll do it next time because we want to definitely hear from
you
before.
We got Jay Williams coming up also.
Yeah, Jay Williams is going to join us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Paul, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for being with us and great insight. And enjoy your game tonight.
All right, I got UConn in a close one, 72-68 tonight.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so take the 7. Take the 7.5.
he's just telling you what he thinks the game's going to be, John.
You know what I gleaned from it?
I know
take
what you read
Take the 7.5. That's what I gleaned. All right, Jay Williams is going to join us in studio next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Paul, thanks again for joining us. Right now I'm talking about hair. I got hair, okay? I'm looking at Jay. He doesn't have so much. But Doc Linville, oh, you do? You just shave it?
He just comes off the top.
Okay, yeah. He comes off the top. Doc Linville.
I'm going to have to make that executive decision at some point.
Yeah, you're getting there.
I'm going to have to make an executive decision.
No. You're going to have to make a call. I made the call. And
you went the other way.
Doc Linville's the best. I mean, the neo-grafting process is way better. Don't get cut. The nerve damage and everything else, the pain that you're going to go through. If you're looking to get hair, or you're looking to move hair, okay, not get hair, because you're just moving your own hair. It doesn't look like doll hair. It looks real. It looks great. I did it, and I can't tell you how much I enjoy having hair now. My wife loves it as well. You're looking for a great way to get hair. Doc Linville is here for you. Go to 975hair.com. Get your free consultation. It's normally $150. Free consultation from Doc Linville. And then see the process. He can even do the PRP where he generates growth of your hair. He doesn't have to move any hair. Or if you want to do the neo grafting, he moves it from the side and the back up to the top of the head. And it's perfect. He getting unbelievable results. You will find you will love it. All at 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.